This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 29th. Well, cattle markets on Friday had a very impressive performance. We opened sharply lower in response to the pummeling going on in the financial markets, all due to the new variant of COVID that has been discovered. That put the spook into pretty much all the markets on Friday. But things bounced back pretty impressively, especially in cattle, which is a market that is pretty closely tied to what's going on in the stock market. And yet, while the stocks continued to be under pressure throughout the day, the cattle market bounced back very well, and actually pushing into new contract highs on live cattle and in feeder cattle, giving us an outside day higher. So it's impressive, again, to say the least. And cash trade, pretty much the reason that this market just not only holds together, but continues to put in new highs. Clearly, the packers are short bought. They see the retail demand being very strong for the holidays, and they're actually having to pull cattle forward to, you know, fill their needs. So they've bumped up cash prices, and that has certainly helped out the feedlots, which again are pretty front end loaded. But the cash trade on Friday looked like it was going to be around 140, which is up 6 on the week. Dress trade at least at 216, which is also up 6. So even though box beef was mixed, the choice was up 90 cents at 280, select down 119 at 262, and load volume pretty light, of course, you know, it's a holiday. But even with box beef values coming down, cash prices going higher, obviously the margins for the packers have dropped significantly, but they're still very high, still the second highest on record for this time of year. So it's understandable still why the packers would continue to come after the market. And I would imagine that this is probably the capitulation. It's not unusual to see this, the packers kind of scrambling, especially coming out of a short kill week last week into a full kill week this week. And this is usually the last week where they are preparing for Christmas and New Year's. It's not unusual at all to see seasonal highs happen in early December, and it sure looks like we're getting that kind of price action. So we're on point. You know, we've been wanting to sell into this rally. I never thought it would ever get this strong, especially for feeders, but here we are. And you know, now we're looking for some sell signals. We don't really have them yet, especially following huge day up on Friday. You need some sort of failure, at least a reversal down, if not an outside day lower, some indication that the market has just run out of gas, and we just don't see that yet. Export sales are also helping a lot. We had a very impressive number at 25,100 last week. That is about the fifth week in a row of good, solid, strong export numbers. And a lot of that going to China. China took 4,600 tons of that. South Korea, 7,900. Canada took 3,700. Mexico, 2,900. So beef is firing on all pistons. You know, we've got good domestic demand, clearly. Great export demand. These things are really shoring up the cash market, which is pulling the futures market higher. But again, from a seasonal perspective, we want to be careful here. We want to be looking for the market to have its kind of capitulation, which appears is happening in the cash trade. We just don't see it yet in the futures market trade. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.